All right, welcome back to Blue by 90, presented by Maize and Brew. I am Justin, joined by Jack and Kaylin as always. It is Sunday night. We're in the middle, recording this in the middle of the Bills-Chiefs game. So, first of all, I mean, it has been a hell of a sports weekend, I'd say. I mean, every one of these NFL games has been awesome to watch. And then you top that with the Michigan basketball game that we'll talk about in a little bit. But I just – NFL playoff football, I don't know if you guys are with me on this, but, like, it's different. I love watching NFL playoff football.
It's so different, man. And that's why I love, like, college sports, because I feel like you get the competitiveness and whatnot. Now money's kind of involved with NIL, but I've always felt like, you know, the NFL regular season just isn't as competitive. And obviously half of that is because the playoffs have the best teams in it, but NBA playoffs, NFL playoffs, sometimes MLB playoffs, even like NHL, it's just always so much better. I love this kind of football. I mean, can we talk about Matthew Stafford for a second?
Oh, the
second
yeah.
playoff win and beating Brady.
Yeah, dude, I'm pumped for Stafford. There are probably a lot of people that are like, you know, indifferent about it. Or I had a couple people say it was like bittersweet to watch him win his first playoff game. I'm all in on him. I think Matthew Stafford did everything he possibly could for the city of Detroit and the Lions. So, like, I'm happy for him that he's getting those wins.
Yeah, and then to beat the GOAT, you know, it made it even better.
Yeah.
And, for him.
And on that that final pass, he got drilled on that and dropped an absolute dime to Cooper Kupp. That was like a 50-yard bomb. It was crazy.
That combination is fucking insane, man.
Dude, Cooper Kupp's so good.
Is Matthew Stafford now the greatest quarterback of all time? I don't know. People are talking about it?
Are you the GOAT?
I am, you know. I don't know. Deserves it to be in that conversation. Two playoff wins. He should be.
They'll spin it around, right? He just beat a 60-year-old man.
did we see the end of Tom Brady? People are talking about that he possibly could retire.
No chance. Those are the same people that think Harbaugh's going to the Raiders.
I was just gonna say Brady retiring is talked about annually the same way that Jim Harbaugh going to the NFL is talked about annually. It's the same shit. Yeah. So let's talk about that while we're on the topic, and then we'll get into basketball here. But we're on what? John Bacon keeps tweeting it out. We're on like day 22 of the Harbaugh contract watch, and nobody knows anything still. So we're still there, and I thought it was super interesting when we were talking to Jake Moody. You know, he's like, nobody knows. I don't know. Anybody in the building doesn't know. So I think he's seriously just kind of – he's in no rush and just seeing what everyone has to offer and, you know, gonna weigh his options.
I mean, it's fair. I think it's fair to do so. And I think – I mean, you know, we've talked about this a million times. But if he's going to leave, he's going to do it now. He won the Big Ten title. He beat Ohio State. He's on top. Like, he'll be remembered in, you know – good terms forever now because of that. Right. So if he was going to leave, I think this will be the year to do it. I just don't think he's going to leave. So,
yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know what he's going to do. Neither does anyone else. So does that make me like an insider or something? But
you are staying. An insider.
He's staying. 100% confirmed. Crystal ball.
Crystal ball is going to Jim Harbaugh stay. Okay. Confirmed. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, I'm also just like, if you're still like hanging on every single message board post about Jim Harbaugh on week four of this, it's like, all right, you gotta. I think you should probably reconsider your, you know, what you're doing. It's whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen, and then, you know, I don't think I truly don't think Michigan is gonna be in a terrible spot either way. I really don't. I think they're returning so many guys. Obviously, there might be transfers if that happens. But, you know, I think it's not going to be like a complete rebuild if something were to happen with Harbaugh.
I don't disagree.
There you go. Well, all right. That's about all we have to say about Harbaugh, because I'm sick of talking about it, to be honest. So the bigger thing right now is we move to basketball, which we haven't really talked about basketball much because they haven't been playing well. But today in Bloomington, basketball, Michigan basketball dominated. It was insane. They looked like they had been rocking and rolling all year long and never had a down game. It was a very, very different team than we saw all year. Obviously, they played well against Maryland, but Maryland is not a good basketball team. But to go out and win on the road in a place at Assembly Hall that's hard to play at every year, but specifically this year, nobody had beaten Indiana at home yet. So it was a gigantic win for Michigan basketball today.
Huge. They're back. Caleb Houston's playing well again. Hunter Dickinson looks like player of the year. I mean, I told, what did I say, like 2 weeks ago? I said, put your money down on Michigan to win the Natty because the odds are going to be better than they'll ever be. Uh-oh. Just saying. Is that betting advice? Did I take it myself? I didn't. I wish I would have. But they look good, man.
Usually we want to fade you. Anything you say,
typically it works.
Exact opposite bet.
Yeah, I mean that's actually my betting advice. Anything I say, just do the opposite. Yeah. Usually it works out for you.
You'll be up money because Jack's always down money.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
The energy was there on the bench too, right? Like, they kept panning to the side, and I was like, man, they're like getting up on the bench, celebrating, and like, I feel like that also really matters. And so that's like, to me, demonstrated like, oh, okay, something happened and some of these guys are hyped now.
Yeah. And I think too, it was really important for this team to bring that energy. And they were actually talking about it on the broadcast a lot, that Michigan was like playing with a lot more energy than Indiana was. And I thought, obviously it's a Sunday afternoon, and I always think like Sunday afternoon games in college basketball are just kind of weird. They like, they don't have the same intensity as like a Friday night or Saturday night game. But Assembly Hall was sold out with 17,000 people, and they were loud at the beginning of the game. And for Michigan to come out hot and have energy and the bench have energy and all that stuff, I think it was super important for them to take the wind out of that building right away. And then it was just impressive because they also – Indiana didn't go away. They like made their big run at the end of the first half to bring it back to single digits. And then they made some runs in the second half too, but Michigan just kept holding them off. And I was super impressed. You look at the box score, man, Hunter Dickinson – could not be stopped today. It was he was on a different level today. 25 points. He had what, 9 rebounds, a couple assists, 4 assists. I mean, 3 of 4 from 3. Are you kidding me? He was lighting it up.
Dude, he was lighting it up. Like we said, Caleb Houston was lighting up. I mean, the thing that I love too is Michigan, they won the game by 18. They lost the turnover battle by 6. Michigan had 14 turnovers to Indiana's 8, and you're still beating them by that much. That's crazy to me. Because usually if you win the turnover battle, you're typically going to win the game, or it'll be close or something like that. But Michigan wasn't even close to winning that turnover battle, and they still won by 18. It's incredible.
Dude, could you imagine if I told you this time last year, like, yeah, next game, Hunter's going to go 3 for 4 for 3 pointers. You'd be like, what is this guy talking about?
I feel like we always used to see like videos of like highlights of him shooting threes, but we're like, why isn't he doing this in the game? And then he'd do it like maybe once or twice, and then, right, you know, he'd be like hit or miss, right? But it was cool to see him like actually take control of some shots. He had like a step back deep two. That looked pretty fucking smooth. Looked like James Harden out there. You look good, man.
That was one of those situations where I was like, No, yes. You know, I was not so sure about him shooting that shot. T-Will did the same thing on the other side of the baseline too, and I didn't think it was a great shot either. But, obviously they're not going to shoot this well, I don't think, consistently. They shot 65% from three.
You can't expect
on
that.
The day. It's insane. We're, and, you know, especially for this team that is, you know, shooting, I think, like 34% coming into this game for the season or in the Big Ten or something like that. So, I, you know, that's obviously been something that they've struggled with, Caleb Houston specifically. But you look at the past couple games and Caleb Houston has been lighting it up. And I think that is an X factor for this team. If all of a sudden Caleb Houston can be a big time threat on the outside.
Yeah. I mean, if he can get back to what he was doing, like we said before, you know, he started off the year hot and that's how he was playing. And he was able to hit threes and make plays and was really good defensively. And then, you know, he had a little bit of a slump and now it seems like he's kind of back. So yeah, if he can do that, I mean, kind of need, when Michigan plays their best, Caleb Houston is their first or second leading scorer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done a great job kind of in only these past two games. I feel like he's just blended in for the rest of the season from my perspective.
Honestly, he's not even blended in. He's stuck out as
bad. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, yeah. I think, you know, the other guy that I think is the X factor that made this game, you know, is Terrence Williams came in off the bench and was able to hit shots. And we talked about that. The Shaundi Brown that this team needs, that's got to be Caleb. T-Will, right? T-Will. And so I think that for him to come in, you know, obviously we don't need him. I would love it if he went 2-for-2 from 3-point and 4-for-5 from the floor every time. But we don't need him to score that much. It's just come in, make a couple buckets, don't give up a bunch of points on the other end of the floor on defense. You know, I really think that we gotta, you know, have him come in and be a spark for some of these times. But, you know, I loved what Michigan did today. Trace Jackson Davis. Sorry, Trace Jackson Davis. I was blanking. It's three names. They're all.
He's like, yeah, I do it all the time.
They're all possibly first names. It's a wild name. I couldn't remember which. I was gonna say Jackson Trace Davis, honestly. But he's one of the biggest. He's one of the best big men in the country. You know, and yeah. He obviously got his. He had 17 points, but you know, I thought that both Dickinson and Diabate played really well against him. And I love that 1-2 punch now. You know, at first I kind of thought that playing two big men was a mistake by Juwan Howard, just because sometimes there's not enough love to go around. But I thought that today they played complementary very, very well. You know, Diabate is just – he is a spark in himself too. His hustle, his sometimes in some offensive moves. He was really smooth on the court today.
He's kind of got some attitude that I like too. Like he, you know, he plays with some swag.
Dude, he was crushing it on the boards in the first half too. He was getting the ball inside. He would, you know, he was getting fouled, making his free throws, which was huge. I'm with you. I mean, they just looked like the Michigan team everybody expected at the beginning of the year. Compared to what we've seen previously, where it's like, what the fuck are these guys doing? It looks like they never practiced together before. Really? So, if Michigan can get hot now, that's, again, we've said it a million times. That's what I love about college basketball. If teams can get hot at the right time, you can make a run and you can get deep into March Madness. So, if Michigan's heading in that direction and they stay doing what they've been doing these past two games, I mean, they'll compete in the Big Ten 100% from here on out. But watch out, Sparty. That's the next game, isn't it?
No, we got Northwestern on, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday or something this week, and then go to East Lansing. But I totally agree. I'll be honest. When we were saying, like, oh, the best part about college basketball is you can get hot down the stretch and, like, you can lose some games and still be okay. I was pretty much talking myself into us possibly, you know, this happening, but I don't know if I really believed that we were going to catch fire, because before these last two games, it didn't seem possible with how this team was playing. And now, like, that's an actual – it's serious that they, you know, they have actually caught fire, you know, in the second half of the season. Obviously, it's two games. It could be an anomaly. Who knows?
Right.
But, you know, I do think that all of a sudden it's like you're not going to want to play – the 8-seed Michigan in the Big Ten tournament, right? Like they're gonna play some teams here And it's going to be – people are going to be scared to face this Michigan team. Not even – even if they don't, like, fully catch on fire and win out or something, but the fact that they can do what they did against Indiana today on any given day, right, then people are going to be like, oh, shit, what if that happens today against us, you know?
Yeah, I think in Hunter's postgame there, he kind of basically said that, right, where the reporter asked him, like, what's going different for this Michigan team right now, and he was like, we're playing like the team you guys thought we were supposed to be, right? The team that was preseason, like, top four or whatever. So I think that says a lot, that they know that they can be there as well, right?
I mean, we know – I feel like we all knew that too. It's kind of hard to see after that tough stretch of games. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's – you know, when you talk about talent and teams figuring it out, you know, Memphis, I think they're going to be that team too. You know, Amani might just be kind of a cancer on that team, and, you know, maybe they won't, but they have so much talent, like, on that squad. Like, if they can figure it out in the next month or two and they get into the tournament, you know, they might make a run.
I mean, here's the only thing is that they really have set themselves up where now they do have to win like a lot of these games down the stretch to even make the tournament, you know? So that's the only thing. I think I saw Andy Katz had his bracket out. I think a couple other people had their brackets out and had Michigan on like not the first four out, but the next four out, I think. So
I'll take that spot right now.
They can play themselves into it for sure. You know, I do think though they're gonna have to like, you almost have to win the game in East Lansing too. That would be another quad one win that would be so huge for the resume.
Dude, if they win that game, they're winning out the rest of the Big Ten season.
Oh,
if they win that game, they are winning out the rest of the Big Ten season. I'm gonna confidently say that.
Wow. I gotta look.
Me having no clue what their schedule even looks like. If we had to Purdue, then maybe that's a problem. But I think if you can beat Sparty at Sparty right now, because they're playing well too, I think that sets you up really well.
Dude, I don't think people that's a bad take. I don't think that's a bad take. I mean, they just beat Indiana at Indiana, and then you're saying they beat Sparty at Sparty. Like,
yeah. I mean, we've got to go to Purdue and to Wisconsin still. There's a lot of season left.
Yeah.
There's a lot of season left.
I like the
positive vibes only, but I think it's a little exaggerated. But I mean, let's see. We've got 12 games left still in the Big Ten. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those, half of those games are against ranked teams. So it's not an easy stretch still for Michigan, but I think it also is good. I hope the team sees it. It's an opportunity to still get some really quality wins down the stretch here and have a good resume for the tournament now.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I like too, like what you said. I mean, there's so many ranked opponents still left on the schedule. Michigan controls their own destiny right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they do. I mean, so it's home against Northwestern, then at Michigan State, then you got Nebraska. I do like the schedule because it's kind of like every other game in terms of like a tough one and then a not so tough one. So I do like the schedule. I mean, I think the thing about today was like, yeah, you can say, oh, they're not going to shoot like that every game. They won by a lot of points. Even if they shoot 40% from three, they still win that game by 8 points, you know, probably exactly. Something like that.
Yep.
So I you know, it looked like you saw the post game dancing in the locker room. Like it feels like they're having fun again. You know, it's kind of like Michigan football a little bit. Like they're letting loose. You know, obviously things aren't fun when you're losing, and then like everything can snowball, right? But when you get the taste of winning again, it's infectious. And it's like one of those things where the guys can come together. They looked like they were all, you know, together and loving each other and all that stuff. And I, you know, I do think I could see them making a run here, which, dude, if Michigan like turns it on and surprises people, this is going to be fun as hell February and March.
Oh, man. Nothing better than March Madness. If they can get the momentum, like you said, anything can happen.
You're bringing the full-on positive vibes here.
We're two games, two wins in a row after a month of losing straight, and we're back on the bandwagon. So,
can't believe we get paid to do this.
You guys are getting paid.
Yeah, we gotta fire you guys.
Oh my god. We're definitely the captains of the positive vibes only train at all times, whether it's valid or not.
Right. Has to be. So, someone's gotta do it.
Somebody's gotta do it. There's too many negative people out there. So
yeah.
Somebody's gotta do it. You know what I love too today was just Hunter becoming the bad boy once again. He was such a dickhead today, talking shit so much after every made basket. And he now, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but he does like the big dick energy.
Dude, I saw that after he hit that three. I was like, that's
hits every three, he flops his hand down like a third leg.
We'll have to work on that visual, see if we can send that over to Big Dickinson and see if we can get that on the shot. I mean, that would be incredible. I love that. That's fucking awesome.
We definitely should try and get that on a shirt. That'd be
oh, amazing. My God.
But I feel like, you know, Kalen, you mentioned that, like, Diabate had some swagger, too. Like, that's what they've been missing, kind of, is, like, confidence and swagger. You haven't seen that much. And so, Dickinson, I think, is the – second most hated man in the Big Ten behind Brad Davidson, who fucking sucks. And so I play the villain role. I don't care. Play the villain role. Everyone needs one, right?
I know Michigan hasn't really had that guy since Mo. And it's fun. I mean, Franz, I guess a little bit, you know, he can chirp a little bit, but Mo was like that guy.
Oh yeah.
Like, and he knew it and he embraced it. That's what I love. And I would love to see Dickinson kind of do that.
Yeah, everyone hates Michigan anyway. So, like, just play into the villain role, you know? Like, especially, I don't know about you guys. Did you guys hear them on the broadcast, like, five different times talk about this historic rivalry with Michigan and Indiana?
No, I did not notice that.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
They mentioned it, like, right before the game and then a couple times later. And first of all, you know, I'm 29 years old, so I wasn't like alive during the Bobby Knight era. You know, I was probably alive, but not like, you know, watching basketball. So I think that there is some like hatred between Michigan and Indiana from like those years back in the 90s and the late 80s and early 90s and stuff. But like, my take is, how many freaking teams can we have a rivalry with? Like, it's insane.
Everybody wants to be Michigan's rival.
It blows my mind and pisses me off all at the same time, because it's like, I, you know, part of me, I understand Michigan's probably going to get everyone's best, you know, on any given night, right? But like, the people that are these teams that are coming out of the woodworks to try and create rivalries with Michigan is just ridiculous. Illinois fans are the worst. Were you just about to say it?
Yeah, Illinois.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, they're the worst, obviously, of anybody, but, you know, it just seems like whether it's football or basketball or softball or baseball or hockey, or like, everybody wants to make this a thing with Michigan, and we're just like out here just playing.
We only have one rival, and it's Ohio State. And then everyone else is like, well, what about me over here? You know, like, shut up.
Remember that one time when, you know, we had that one game that was pretty good?
Well, in 1901. We're rivals now, right? ridiculous.
Whatever. I mean, I get it. You know, it's, I think there's a difference between like a good back and forth in the Big Ten. Like, obviously, we play Indiana every single year. So, like, there's going to be some back and forth there, right? Or we play Illinois, or we play Maryland. Like, there's going to be some good back and forth. And I know there's some hatred there because of things that have happened recently. But, like, you can't call every single one a fucking rivalry. Like, I'm like, all right, we have to chill on that term, I think.
Yeah, we can't just use it sparingly. Seems like almost, I mean, if you can't have more than, I mean, legit rivals, you can't really have more than two. Even more than one is kind of like absurd.
I agree.
Well, I feel like you get one like interstate gimme and then like an actual like arch nemesis rival who's usually like your neighboring state.
True. But yeah, MSU is, for MSU, it's us.
Right. Yeah, we don't have anybody else. I guess we had a decent thing going with Ohio State for a couple of years when they were getting lucky, but
when they were getting lucky, that's going to trigger some Sparties if they're listening.
I hope Ani's listening to this. Sorry, Ani, or Sally, or Mike. Sorry, guys.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, I think Michigan is an anomaly where it's like everybody wants to be a rival with Michigan. I think. Part of it is when you're good on a regular basis, that's going to happen for sure. Ohio State probably could say the same. You know, people want to – they're going to get everyone's best in football, right? Bama's going to say the same, you know. But I just – for whatever reason, fans just like – you know, like okay, here's the perfect example. Penn State Barstool's – Barstool Penn State's, like, Twitter account, they put out – this picture of these two guys that are in the Swiss Alps. They're in the Swiss Alps, one of like the most beautiful places on earth, right? And what they did was brought signs that said, "We are in the Swiss Alps." And the other guy's sign says, "And Michigan still sucks." Like, how obsessed can you be to do that about anything in general? But also about a team that you lost to this year.
I know. That's a tough look. That's a tough look from Penn State. But they don't have much else going on right now. Okay. Now that we're talking about Penn State, who won that wrestling match? I wasn't watching. Okay.
Not us. We got our ass kicked, to be honest.
Well, maybe I guess it was good timing for that one.
It was they're really – Penn State wrestling is number one in the country. They are really, really good.
I mean, the Big Ten just runs the fucking wrestling conference.
Michigan's obviously very good, too. The score, I think, was what I heard was the score wasn't the actual match was not as bad as the score reflected. Every single match was, like, down to the wire. But then Penn State kind of pulled out most of them. So, yeah. But hockey also went to Minnesota. Did they sweep? They came back with a trophy, which I'm not going to lie. I wasn't aware that Michigan versus Minnesota hockey had a trophy too, but they do.
I want to say that they won. How many games were in the series? Do you know if it was just two or if they had three?
Usually they play three.
I know they won the first two. I'll say that. I know they won the first two.
Let's see. I'm looking it up here. Ooh, they did yesterday. What is it? The 22nd? It's the 23rd. They beat us 2-1 in OT. I think today. I don't know when it was. But
hockey school. I do want to see. I think they actually play Sparty next weekend too.
Oh, really?
Or maybe the weekend after. I saw that they were coming up on the schedule because they've all.
Yeah, what's their mind?
Well, I think God, I can't remember where the first one's at. I don't know where the first one's at, but I know the second one is that Duel in the D.
Oh, so that's cool.
Play them with like what is it, like Michigan Tech or Northern Michigan or something like that.
That's cool.
At LCA, which I'd be down to go to. That'd be fun. I gotta get back into hockey, man. I used to love the Red Wings, and they're kind of getting back. You know. They're getting much better.
I was always a playoff Red Wings fan.
Dude, I used to be diehard. Like, Brett Hull was my favorite player. Remember when they had Stevie Y, Fedorov, Lidstrom, all those guys. Was it Osgood in the goal? I mean, they were fucking – God, I used to love the Wings.
Shanahan. That was like when
the Wings – yep, Mike Shanahan.
Hull.
Yeah, Hull. Brett Hull was my guy. That's who I loved.
Okay.
But that was like when the Red Wings and the Pistons were good.
So Dominic Hasek was in the goal there.
Hasek, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's who it was.
Those were the days.
Was, when they were like rivals with the Avalanche, too. I remember it was like them. Like Avalanche was like Michigan, Ohio State. Like that was the most fun shit to ever watch. Like I got to get back to like watching hockey because I used to love it.
Well, they are. It's a blue out. It's a blue out in Ann Arbor on Friday night.
Okay, sweet. Dude, we should go to that.
February 11th.
Yeah, figure that out. Because we got to get some hockey guys on here, too.
That's true. That's a good point. I mean, they're, like, incredible. They're all NFL draft picks. NHL NFT? Draft picks. They might have NFTs. I don't know.
Still don't understand NFTs.
Blue by 90 NFT coming soon.
We should do that. We should do that. And then it's just a picture of Jack's fat face.
I love it. I buy it. Make a 101. And I buy it for myself.
There's only one of them.
Yeah, I own a 101 NFT. Oh, what is it? It's me.
I read some lady did that. She like made NFTs that were just pictures, like selfies of her, sold them for $1 million each. And she had
that's incredible. You just got to have a self-confidence, man. You can do anything.
Are they just got to convince people that there's only one of them and they'll buy it.
People can say one of one. I'm like, oh, shit, we got to go.
That's insane. I don't really understand it either. It's a weird world.
Over my head.
Yeah. I feel like there's like money to be had there, but I'm not smart enough to make it.
Dude, yeah, I don't think any of us are. They all might be able to figure it out, but I don't, bro, you and I can't. I know that for a fact.
No.
We'll stick to this.
This is
barely know how to do.
We're just winging it, to be honest. We are. That is my favorite when like people will be like, oh, you guys, I love you guys. You guys are so good. And it's just
why? What's wrong in your life that you need to watch us for entertainment? Oh, man. Really selling the pod here.
Yeah, we are. we're not good salespeople.
Oh, no. This is why we don't have NFTs.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. This is why people don't text us back, honestly.
Oh, my, wow. Inside joke. Happy to be there.
Inside joke that the listeners don't understand. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Anything else? I mean, we've kind of covered everything. I know this was a short one. Oh, we didn't talk about Maryland either, because we had Moody on. But yeah. I mean, we kind of talked about all of it. I just this basketball team is playing like I don't know what happened, but whatever switch they flipped in, I think it was after the postponement and in the Illinois game. Even though they lost that game, I think that they showed like, oh, we can have some fight and some fire, and now it's there. And so I don't, you know, I actually thought that the COVID break was going to set them back because they weren't practicing together, and like these, I don't know, guys were out and it was weird. But something happened there, and I would love to hear from one of those guys what happened.
I know we got to get a basketball guy in here. If any basketball guys, you know, happen to run across this or anything, and you want to jump on the podcast, we would love to have you, because otherwise it's just us talking, and you're definitely better at talking basketball than we are.
Well, that's true.
That's just a fact.
Absolutely.
We got to get Beeline on here.
Yeah, that's true.
Did Roe die? Is Roe frozen?
So it looks like.
happens.
That's a great look for him.
What'd you say?
Are you frozen? Oh, you were for a second.
Okay.
He's alive. He's our friend.
You guys there?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
I don't know. I think my internet's going wacky.
Tell friggin' Jacqueline to stop watching The Greatest Showman.
She's probably watching Harry Potter.
Ooh, okay. I'll allow it.
You know what I do need to go watch, though, is Ozark. Ozark's back.
Heather and I have seen the first. She actually just texted me. She's like, Ozark? I was like, yeah, as soon as we're done, I am running upstairs. And we're going to keep watching Ozark.
We're doing the same. We're doing the same. Is there what other shows are you guys, like, Jack's a nerd, and he just watches, like, Star Trek and shit.
But no, like, not Star Trek. Star Wars. Okay. Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
Star Wars is like the Klingon guys, right?
Hope you fucking die. I saw that Archive 81. I don't know if you guys have looked at that at all on Netflix. That's pretty new. Kinch was telling me that it was pretty solid. I kind of want to check it out. It's like a supernatural mystery, thriller, horror kind of deal. It's like right up my alley.
Have you guys watched Yellowstone at all?
Heather's all about it. I haven't watched that yet. I still got to start that one.
I just started season three.
You did?
Yeah.
So you're into it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's just a very well-made show, well-acted, good story.
Yeah, I got to get on that.
Who's the main actor in that?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've heard he's really good in that.
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise I'm just a Marvel zombie.
Pretty much.
What, like the Eternals is what I watched yesterday or something?
Dude, I started it and I couldn't finish it. It was bad.
I was not into it.
It was funny. I texted Patty about it because he's a big Marvel guy. He was like, dude, it was like the Power Rangers. Like, that's the most accurate representation of what that group was.
Don't be talking shit about Power Rangers.
Mm. Who was your favorite Power Ranger?
Shit, dude. I don't even remember.
It was I had a crush on the pink one, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
She was the Royal Bunny of Power Rangers. Or the girl Bugs Bunny? What's her name?
Lola
Bunny. Yeah.
Now we're getting into like anime and hentai, which is a little. We're getting weird.
Save that for after midnight.
Blue Line 90 after dark. Well, on that, things are getting weird. So that's about time for us to sign off. But we went off the rails there. Sorry about that. But we appreciate you guys listening. The one thing we didn't touch on is we did drop some sweet merch that is on our store at blueby90shop.com. So we've got jersey hoodies for all the players that are partnered with our podcast here. Jake Moody, Brad Robbins, Joel Honigford. We've got Alex Taracco from the softball team. That's going to be coming on the podcast soon. We've got Joey Velasquez from the baseball team that's going to be coming on the podcast soon. So am I missing anyone?
Mike Barrett. We got Mike Barrett, too.
Mike Barrett, yep, from the football team as well.
And we've got more athletes reaching out, and we're trying to make more connections, too. So we're going to add more stuff to it for sure.
Yep, so we've got more in the works here, too. So go check it out. Obviously, like all of our other NIL stuff, it's benefiting the athletes, so they get a lot of the profits there. So you know, we want I think a cool thing that comes from that is we're able to get these kids some extra cash that I personally think they deserve. You know, they obviously put in a ton of work for the university and for their team, so I think that's pretty cool. But we're excited about all that. You can check it all out, like I said, at blueby90shop.com. Go grab your jersey hoodies. I don't know who to. I probably will get them all, to be honest. But
I know. I'm like, what do I get? We'll have to get a Starocco one for softball season because we'll have to check that out.
True.
But I don't know. With these baseball guys reaching out, it's gonna be a tough decision.
True. We might have to get them all. So
yeah. Got to get them all.
There you go. Michigan baseball, Michigan softball are gonna be good this year.
They are, dude. Backich. You know, he's got it figured out, and Hutch is the greatest of all time. So, you know, softball is going to be competing like every other year.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. You can follow us at Blue by 90 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We are on the Mazin Brew YouTube channel as well. And, of course, all our podcasts are on the Mazin Brew channel. They have a bunch more podcasts on there, too. So go check out all their other content. Thanks for listening, and go blue.
Go blue.
Go blue.